door, the view from the window, and finally, the untouched hospitality tray. "I know that was weird," she said, "but it felt like the right thing to do, to make a record." Maybe she thought her photos might become important, that they'd suggest that something about the scene was wrong. No one else had that sense, though. When the results of the post-mortem came through, they were in agreement with Dr. Patel. Felix's death was due to heart disease. As simple as that, he had collapsed and was gone. And for a while it seemed that he'd simply vanished. The world had swept over him like the tide coming in. But then the funeral happened. I trekked out of London that day to a pretty Berkshire village with a Norman church sitting among gravestones and wind-blown copper-coloured leaves. When I saw it, I thought that Felix, who was born and raised in America, was having a very English final moment. Though the mourners who were arriving in small, solemn groups were from his international life.